Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Carl Schramm is back. Carl has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years, although we haven't talked to him in a while, and it's about time we got him back on the show. And you may remember that when we first met him, he was leading the Kauffman Institute, and now he's moved on, and he's professor of Syracuse University, and the author of his sixth book is out just now, wherever books are sold. Burn the Business Plan: What Great Entrepreneurs Really Do. And he's our good friend Carl Schramm. Welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, it is a delight to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on everything that you've done for entrepreneurs. You're one of the leading lights and one of the great thought leaders, global thought leaders on entrepreneurship. Folks, if you go check him out on wherever you can find anything about him. You'll see how he's consistently put his thoughts and his money where his mouth is on helping entrepreneurs all around the globe, not just in the United States. And Carl, congratulations on the book. I love what you're saying in here about entrepreneurs. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about what you think an entrepreneur really is.
Oh, sure, Jim. And again, it's a delight to be back with you. This book really is trying to help every man under entrepreneur. So, you know, part of what I'm writing here is for people who just don't live in the Silicon Valley and don't have a high-tech startup. It's really the book for the rest of us who are entrepreneurs. And you've asked about what I think an entrepreneur is, and actually I work very, very, very hard to get a definition in the book. And basically I say that an entrepreneur is someone who exploits an innovative idea, so the idea is really important, one that he can develop or copies or improves or rents. So one of the things I want to be very sympathetic to here are people who are entrepreneurs, but they're entrepreneurs because they buy a franchise. And, you know, most business professors and the government are very dismissive of people who buy franchises, saying they're not entrepreneurs.
Well, a lot of people are dismissive of anyone who isn't going to be a gazelle and have 1,000 employees in 5 years. You know, I deal with that argument with a lot of people over the last several years. And I tell them, you know, that's a very narrow view, and I remind them that a lot of people who you would call who they would call a gazelle today, when they started their business 10 years ago, they didn't know they were going to be a gazelle.
Right. I was an overnight success after working on it 30 years.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. I love the way you approach this, because it's the more honest and the more accurate way of thinking about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship springs from a lot of different sources, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And one of the points I make in my book is that the average age of an entrepreneur is 39 when they start their business. So it's not like a 21-year-old Mozart, which
right.
is sort of
or,
the general sense of what these gazelles are all about. It's regular people at 39. And to your point, you know, where do they get their ideas? They actually are, most often they're ambushed by an idea. They're working as a regular person, right? And then they come upon an idea, and they know that's the basis of what their business ought to be.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories is Jim McCann. You probably know Jim, started 1-800-Flowers. He was a New York City.
No, I don't.
He was a counselor for the New York State and an government employee. He bought a little floral shop in Manhattan, a little bitty, you know, those little bitty shotgun buildings there, you know, little shops there, like probably on Third Avenue or something like that. And he bought one of those and ran it for 10 years as a little side business. And all of a sudden in the 90s, he looked around and he said, wait a minute, I could be onto something here. And he bought 800 Flowers, the website, And he's off to the races after that. But he, as you say, he was an overnight success after 10 years of struggling in, you know, in, out here on Main Street.
Yeah. You know, a great part of that story is also that, you know, most people who choose government employment are pretty risk averse. And people say, you know,
right.
Well, they're lost. They'll never be entrepreneurs. But one of the things I point out in my book is that, you know, people change over time. So somebody who might be very risk averse at 21 might even work for the government, but they come upon a great idea, and their whole notion of who they are is changes.
Right. Well, the when I think of an entrepreneur, I think of someone who's willing to put their ideas and their reputation and their pride and their capital on the line. They're all in. They're willing to put it all in. And if they succeed, they succeed. If they fail, they fail. But fundamentally, they believe in themselves. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's 100% right. Again, to go back to my definition, these are people who, you know, are going to do everything they can to basically finish off what an entrepreneur does when he starts, and that's to start a profit-seeking, scalable business that successfully satisfies demand for a new or better product. That's what entrepreneurs do. And, you know, part of it is they try to get scale. So the reason you tell that story about McCann is, you know, if he still was running a flower shop on 3rd Avenue, he'd be an entrepreneur, but you wouldn't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the marks of real entrepreneurs is they want to grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
They want the test of the market, you know.
Well, that's exactly right. So talk to us about why you titled
and
your book.
And they're for-profit. They seek profit. So one of the things I'm trying to say here is all this business about social entrepreneurship, no, it's a no-starter.
Right. So talk to us about why you titled your book, Burn the Business Plan.
Well, you know, it's the way people are taught in schools. That's the real reason. I was given a seminar at Georgetown, and these kids were all in a business school. An entrepreneurship course, which I don't think you can teach people how to start businesses, so I'm very skeptical of these courses in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the students asked when I was talking about some of the companies I'd invested in, and one of the students said, what's the most important part of a business plan that you find convincing, right? And I said, I never read business plans. you know, I've started 5 companies. I never wrote one, and I've invested in probably 25 companies. I've never read one. And they were sort of shocked. And, you know, I was playing against their shock. I said, if you've written a business plan, burn it. It's not going to help you at all.
Hold on to that thought, Carl. Folks, he's thrown down the gauntlet. We're gonna come back after this break and find out more about what his attitude about business plan. That's what I like about Carl. You always know where you stand with Carl Schramm. I'm Jim Blassingame. The book is called Burn the Business Plan by Carl J. Schramm.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.